Let me pray, and then I want to share a story from this week and then some scripture. So Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you're the one who leads each and every one of us throughout our day. And I thank you that, Lord, you're leading people to come and go, to enter in and to leave and to come into new places and out of old places. So I so agree with Diana in the scripture that we're not leaving today the same way we came. We're going to be changed. We're going to be changed because the Holy Spirit's with us and he's filling us. And that as we hear the word and as we hear what you're doing, God, that then our spirit will become alive, Father, and will be changed to be more like you. Not out of our own abilities, not out of our own strengths, but by the Holy Spirit. So I thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. So we had a lot of stuff we gave away. We almost filled our storage unit complete. But yesterday we were working, and Drew and Shane took a load of stuff over to storage, and I was left at the building waiting for someone to come. And so I decided I was going to break down a piece of furniture that was there. And so I decided at first I thought I would take my big sledgehammer and just smash it. Veda says I was trying to get up all that, you know, all that pent up emotion and that. But it wasn't. I decided to do it nice and be safe. Right? And so I got my screw gun and I started taking apart this big heavy desk. And so at one point I was down on the ground and I was underneath, part of the desk was over me, and I was unscrewing these little brackets. And I remember right then I heard the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit said, "Be careful, because the heavy piece is above you." And of course, I heard that right as I took the last screw out of the last bracket. And then the light piece fell away, and I went, "Oh, look at that." And the big heavy piece swung down, grazed off my head, right, in that, and then fell on my finger, right? So I got a big old bruise on my finger, which isn't the point of the story. The point of the story is that the Holy Spirit knows me. He knows the good parts of me, and he knows the parts that need to listen but don't always listen. Right? Right? And again, I'm going to make an assumption today that I'm not the only person who would have taken that bracket off while listening, right, and hearing it. And I was like, "Oh, I probably, boom," you know. But in the midst of it, you know, I wasn't hurt. My finger will be fine. You know, I went home and everybody just went, "Oh, that's all?" I was like, "What?" It really hurt. It hurt a lot. Nobody was there. So, but the thing that I felt like the Lord was saying was out of Galatians chapter 5. And it starts in verse 1. And you can see it in the scripture behind me. If you close your eyes and envision these big screens behind you, and I'll read it, and you can see those words right in front of your eyes, okay? "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Now, we know in this section of scripture that Paul's going to talk about the law, and he's going to talk about circumcision, right? And when I was just meditating on this, I was like, "Okay, so God, you want me to stand fast in the liberty. What is the liberty that you've given me in Christ?" And that liberty is that we have the grace to be able to hear the Holy Spirit. And we don't have to live by a law. It's the law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus, not the law of sin and death. We don't have to hold in that place. It's a freedom There's great freedom in that. Obviously, there's great freedom. Because as I listened, I wouldn't have got knocked in the head, right? But in that sense, is that Holy Spirit's always with us, always communicating. I mean, I was the only person in there, the only place, and yet Holy Spirit took the time to talk to me in the midst of all the work. You know, and how much does he do that even more when we're together, like this morning in worship? That he looks at each and every one of us as a corporate group, but also as an individual. He cares about everything that you're doing, right? Every little detail. He knew that screw would release the bracket and everything would come down right before I did.
Yeah.
Who would have thought it, right? Obviously, I didn't. You know, that word, don't be entangled again in the yoke of bondage. That word yoke is a yoke, like a yoke of oxen, but it's also the root of that word is a balance beam. It's not a balance beam like a gymnast would use. It's not that kind. It's the beam on a balance. Think of the like a weights and balance, that beam, the long beam that holds the two baskets or the two entities that you weigh something in. It's that beam, and it's balanced, right? And so when I was just meditating on this, I was like, God, you don't want me to be entangled in the yoke of trying to balance everything on my own, right? You have the Holy, you've given me the Holy Spirit, right? We've been talking over the past few weeks that we have this treasure. It's inside of us. It's in this earthen vessel. It's the Holy Spirit, right? And last week we were talking about that it's tongues. It's the ability to pray and to stay before him in the midst of all the stuff that you're doing. The good stuff and the difficult stuff, right? I believe God lets pressure come into our life because he knows that the pressure is what will turn us to him, right? And I know that in the midst of this season, even just, I mean, we're in a much smaller building, right? And so there are some pressures. There are some things that we're having to, as a body, to adjust to and change. And so I know in the midst of it, I keep coming back to him and saying, I don't want to do this on my own. And that was my prayer after I got hit in the head and the thing fell on me. I said, I don't really want to do this on my own. You know, and it was funny because earlier in the week I had the same prayer. And I'll tell you that little story. I was over at the storage unit that's right around the corner, and I was putting all of our 8-foot tables in the room, and I thought, well, I could save some space if I didn't lay them out flat against the wall the long way. They take up a lot more room than if you flip them up on their end and they only take up a little bit of space. So I stuck all 8 of them together and pushed them against the wall, and I thought, well, they won't stay unless I put something heavy in front of them. So I grabbed a stack of our chairs that we had in there, and I went to grab this set of chairs. And you know what I forgot to do? I forgot to hold on to the 8 tables, right? So here we go again, right? And I'll just tell you a little funny thing about it. Yes, the tables fell over and knocked me into the chairs, and I found myself on the ground between the tables as a triangle and the chairs. The chairs didn't move, which was really good. You know, because I would have been under the tables probably. But you know, there's a feature on my iWatch, right? That like the other day I was walking through the sanctuary and I tripped. And I just tripped, just did one of those things. Like, whoa. And my watch comes up and said, did you fall? Are you okay? Right? Anybody ever have that? Their watch thinks that because you tripped, and it says, should I call 911? I'm like, no, I didn't. I just tripped. I'm fine. I said, I'm fine. I took care of it. You know, in the midst of being knocked down by the tables and flung into the chairs, my smartwatch didn't ask me anything. Nothing. It didn't say, are you okay? Have you fallen? Should I call 911? I'm like, no. I said, how come when I don't need you, you're there? But when I could have used you, at least it would have added a little layer of comfort. Like, hey, at least the watch realizes I'm sitting here on the floor with the tables. The funny thing about it is I had that same prayer. I said, God, I don't want to do anything without you. I don't want to do anything without your Holy Spirit in this season. I want to draw near to you, and I want you to keep continually drawing near to me in the midst of it. You know, and so in the midst of all that we're doing, this is what I keep hearing the Holy Spirit. Keep hearing him say, just keep coming. Just keep coming. It's an intentional place. And Paul's talking in Galatians 5. We'll skip the circumcision. We'll skip the law, because though that's important in Paul's discussion with the Galatians, right? You know, the reason that it's so important with the circumcision is because for the Jews, they based their relationship with God through Abraham being the first one to circumcise and circumcising every male, right? And all that. And now all the way through to the New Testament, to Jesus, and then to Paul, the Jews were basing their relationship, that was the sign of the covenant, was circumcision. Right? So they were relying on an external sign to say that they were important to God. Right? We don't have to have an external sign that says we're important to God. Right? Or that God cares for us. Or that we're a peculiar people. Right? A special priesthood. No, we don't have. Why? Because we have the Holy Spirit. Right? So in the midst of your day, in the midst of what you're doing, the Holy Spirit's always there to lead. He's always there to guide. And I am confident that if I listen, or even if I don't, he'll still be there talking to me. Right? Scripture says he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So even when I forget to heed and take out the last screw, right? He's still there. You know? Immediately after that, I remember just telling him, I'm saying, man, I'm sorry I didn't listen. And I really was sorry that I didn't listen, right? We all know that. You know, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction, right? Third law of thermodynamics, right? So I take out the screw, the table falls over, the top falls down, right? So of course I was sorry. But I wasn't just sorry because of the action. I was sorry because he spoke and I didn't listen. I didn't heed that moment. You know, Hebrews says, today if you hear his voice. Today if you hear his voice. Don't harden your heart as in the day of the rebellion. No, I don't think I had a hard heart. I think I had a slow heart. Yeah. Right? Yeah. I mean, I don't mean that comically funny. I just mean in that moment, my actions were moving a lot faster than I could. You know? And in that. But I do know that there's lots of times during the day that I know Holy Spirit speaks to us. And we're not always engaged. And sometimes it takes an action, takes a consequence to get our attention, right? But he's still gracious in it. He's not the one doing it. He's just letting the laws of physics take their place, as it were. Big heavy tables knock over small person into chairs. Right? So he says, let me find it here. I had it on my phone, so maybe I should. Oh, verse 16. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you'll not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Now, I know for years, every time I read that verse, I always thought of the lusts of the flesh as of the lusts of the eyes. Okay? But it says the lust of the flesh. And it's the next verse says, for the lust of the flesh are the lust. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. They are contrary, Paul says, to each other. So anytime I try to work only from my flesh, I can only produce from the flesh. Right? So even though God, and I've said this before, even though God gives us great gifts and talents that are a blessing from him, gifts and talents alone, apart from faith and believing his word and believing him to be in the midst of it, aren't enough. Yeah. Right? It's faith that pleases God. Yeah. It's faith that pleases God. So in that moment, whether it was the chairs or the table or the desk, after that, I came back to faith. Right? I immediately saw and said, wait a minute, I need you here, Holy Spirit. I thank you that I wasn't hurt. Right? But again, I drew near. I again extended my faith to believe that God cared for me in that moment and wanted to be there as a help by his Holy Spirit. Right? So the lusts of the flesh are anything we do in our flesh apart from God. Right? If I try to please God with my flesh apart from faith, I'm no different than the Pharisees who thought that circumcision, which was the sign of the covenant, it was what God gave to Abraham as a sign, right? But apart from that point, if I try to do it on my own, apart from him, apart from the Holy Spirit, then at that point, I'm no different than the Pharisees. I'm thinking that just having a connection, being righteous before him is enough, when I need to have that dependency upon him. That is the connection, right? Because it says to walk in the Spirit. Then later on it says to live in the Spirit. See, it's not a change in words, just a change in words. It's a change of direction, right? It's a change of how my heart looks. It's like, okay, God, I need to make sure that in the midst of what I'm doing, in the midst of how I'm living, that I'm reconnecting, returning, and keep connecting to the Holy Spirit, reconnecting to Jesus in the midst of it. Because it's not by the law, right? Because I could say, well, I need to be better at that, and I need to work harder at that, and well, that's just flesh. Yeah. Right? Yeah. It's just flesh. If I'm trying to be better apart from God, then I'm just doing a fleshly act. Right? So it's a constant returning and saying in the midst of it is to say, I need you, Holy Spirit, here. I need you. I need your wisdom. In the last 2 weeks, I think I've prayed for wisdom more than I ever thought I ever could. You know, maybe that's why he hadn't knocked me in the head. knock some sense in. I don't know. Right? But I guess what I really want to just make sure we realize is that again, we have this treasure inside of us. We have it.
Yeah.
We have it. And he's there for a reason. Right? It's not just to feel good during worship. Right? It's a connection. And he, the Holy Spirit, wants to be vitally connected to you every day in every way. Right? And I know for me, in the last couple of weeks, in the midst of the ultra busyness, the ultra emotions of family and all that we've gone through, I know that I keep having a realization that a lot of times I'm walking in the flesh and not living in the Spirit. And so that's okay. Let me tell you today, you will walk out of this building today in your flesh. Right? You're not gonna leave differently and leave your flesh. Okay? Your flesh is always with you. But for me, it's how fast do I return when I realize I'm depending upon my flesh. Right? Or I'm leaning on it. Right? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. How many times a day, lots of times during the day, I find myself leaning on my understanding, leaning on my abilities, gifts, and talents. And if I'm leaning on mine, I'm probably not trusting the Lord. And then he's not going to direct my path because I'm not leaning on into him. So I want to end with that. I want to pray. I think I forgot to pray at the beginning. So we'll pray at the end. It's okay. I'm not bound by some law of having to pray. That's enough of that silliness. Heavenly Father, I thank you today. I thank you, Lord, that I know, and Lord, I hope you keep keeping me in that place of knowing that apart from you, I can do nothing. Father, we can do nothing apart from you. Father, and so we want to know, and we want to have an experience today. This is my prayer for everybody here, everyone who will watch later when this is posted online, that, Father, we would have a new experience, a fresh experience with you that would remind us that you really are a treasure in an earthen vessel, that you really are right here with us to help, that you really are the comforter who comes alongside and helps us in troubled times, that you really are wisdom from above. So, Father, I thank you. I would pray that for everyone here, that, Father, you would help us to know that. Help us to have a new, fresh experience in that. Help us to draw near to you so that you will then draw near to us, and we will see it and know it. And Father, I thank you. I thank you, and I thank you for all that we've been in the midst of. I thank you that the closing of this month, we will be out of that building. You'll have us in this one completely. You're going to help us with lights and projection, and you're going to bring stuff on that we're not going to have to strive and struggle for, but you're helping us. So we thank you today. And I thank you for your blessing upon all of us as we go out and we come into our day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. just want to speak the name of Jesus. Till every dark addiction starts to break. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within His presence. I speak Jesus. Lord, let us go forth in Your name today. Your name, let it go before us. Let it be what we see and what we seek and what we speak, oh God, today. The name of Jesus is above every name. Amen and amen.